First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the last.
nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper Show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
In wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this kind of nice Tuesday morning. Going to be 70 or 80 degrees. Don't think there's going to be much rain. I don't think we're going to see a tornado or a hurricane. So I think everybody can rest a little easy. And as always, what we need to do is take one day at a time. If we take one day at a time, I think we live a lot better, because you can't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month. Because until it comes about, nobody knows what's going to happen. So just give everybody that little notice and know that the weather's good today, 80 degrees. I think we're going to be in good shape the next 2 or 3 days, and it's going to start getting a little bit colder. Lines are open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. Anybody wants to talk about what's going on in St. Louis, don't hesitate to give me a call. I see over in St. Charles, there were 3 dead and 1 injured in a wreck along Interstate 70 in St. Charles County yesterday evening. That didn't make the paper. Of course, I think we scared them enough that it'll be in the paper tomorrow, but that's what we want, news that is 1 or 2 or 3 days old. Really makes no difference. After a day, there's more stuff to move on to. So some of these newspapers, especially these small black newspapers in the St. Louis market, don't even want to go there. They want to talk about how bad the black people are treated. And this doesn't come from the proud blacks, who are decent, decent people. This comes from the niggers. And now I'll get all kind of hate calls. Why am I saying nigger? Because that's what they are. They're not proud black people. There's a zillion proud black people in this country. And there's a few asswipes, just like there's a zillion proud white people in this country, but there's a few white ass wipes, and that's who we hear from all the time. We never hear from the decent people. Nobody wants to hear about what's decently going on. They want to hear the bad things, and it's easy to hear all the bad crap going on, because even if it's not true, everybody wants to hear it. There was another shooting in St. Louis, I believe yesterday. It hasn't made the paper, but they'll talk about front page top fold in today's Belleville News slime crap. St. Clair County delays sending property tax bills. Front page top fold with everything going on. And isn't it amazing how they'll take something that's political and want to run with it, want to make themselves look good? We don't care about the property taxes being delayed for 30 days. Unbelievable, isn't it? It's unbelievable what the government will try to do. That's both state and local, both Democrats and Republican, men, women, black and white. They all want to get involved. I see where Governor Pritzker on Monday repeated his criticism of the federal government because of their levy of assistance to stop the spread of this virus going on. Says Pritzker's comments followed President Trump's remarks on Sunday regarding Pritzker. He has not performed well, and I don't think Pritzker has performed well. I actually think he's done a piss-poor job as the newly elected governor for the state of Illinois. But as we all know, he's not running the show. You got Mike Madigan and the big shots in Chicago. They're the ones running the show. They're the ones that are telling you what to do. Now it's coming through the political elected leadership, but a lot of those don't do anything but open their mouth for what the big leaders in Chicago tell them to do. And this Pritzker, he probably get elected for another term just because he's a Democrat and just because the state of Illinois is a Democratic state. So whoever they put up there will get reelected. Now after two or three terms, then they'll throw a Republican in there just to mix it up. Then they'll have a one-term Republican, then they'll have another Democrat. And that's the way it's been going. And I guess that's the way they want it to go, because they want to keep everything under wraps when it comes to who's running what and who's doing. You know, I can't believe we can't keep a call. Unbelievable. Unbelievable the way people are. And people act like they want to be part of everything, but they never come up with any positive information. They never come up, usually, with any truthful information. They just come up with all kind of bogus crap, and they expect somebody to run with it. And isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing in this day and age how if we don't have something good to say about somebody, just don't say it? But there's a lot of times when you can't say something good about somebody because there's really, really nothing to say. But these Democrats and Republicans, at times, neither political group give a damn. They're going to say what they want, when they want, whenever they want, and we just have to bite through it. But in the newspaper with this Pritzker, he says that he's criticized the federal government's delivery of medical supplies to Illinois, criticized them for this, criticized them for that. And for anybody that's decent, be it Democrat or Republican, you have to know, after any resource at all and any research that you may have done, that you come to find out that this Pritzker, it really is a rotten piece of crap. I've heard many Democrats in Chicago, many Democrats in Springfield say the same thing. Now, they don't want to come out and say it because they don't want to get chastised we're giving them hell. But that's the way they feel. You can hear it all throughout the state when you go to any of these meetings. This Pritzker, he's giving the information, apparently, that somebody else is giving him. So I don't understand. I don't understand how he thinks that he can run a state, especially the size of Illinois, when he has no political experience, really doesn't know what he's doing, was begging Blagojevich for that U.S. Senator job when Blagojevich got in all that trouble a few years back. So it's amazing how these bastards can go from one to another to another to another, and they just keep going. They don't give a damn. They do not give a damn what's really going on. They just want to be part of something. And I see where the fourth death has been confirmed in St. Clair County. It says an older woman from East St. Louis died Monday, and trying to give her hell because she didn't do things right. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? Whenever the government at certain times tries to do decent, and when they do, that doesn't even work. You know, everybody's looking for a scapegoat. Everybody's looking for someone who can who they can blame it on. And usually it makes no difference because they'll blame it on somebody who will blame it on somebody else who will blame it on somebody else. And the crap just keeps going and going and going. If you guys read the paper, you probably, I know you're smarter than I am, but that's okay. But it's amazing. It's amazing through all these newspapers. They don't have enough information on anything but this coronavirus. That's all they're hitting every day. Page 2, coronavirus. The whole page is about coronavirus. Page 3, the whole page is about coronavirus. They keep this crap up. They keep it up. I don't know if they ever, ever, ever want it to go away. I see where Wall Street made a hell of a rally the last 2 days. Hopefully it'll make another rally today. And it's amazing, and I talked to some people yesterday, it's amazing how this Wall Street can go up and our medical situation can go down. Somebody said yesterday, how can the Wall Street go up? Because people know what's going on. They know there's a minor problem. There's been minor problems in the past. And guess what? They've all been worked out. They've all been worked out. But the big article, it says that Wall Street is going up. It's went up 2 days. This is the third day. Actually, I think with my, and I've got quite a bit in the market. Market's been up, I think, 14% the last 2 days. That's a hell of a run for somebody that's got some money. It's a hell of a run for somebody who just has a little bit of money. But people, they don't want to, the haters want to say, well, it was one good day, two good days, but it's going to be bad. And I think, not the rank and file Democrats, I think most of them are really decent people. I think the 1 or 2 or 3% of asswipe bastards are going to try to keep this crap going at least until November the 3rd for the election. I don't think there's any way Biden can beat Trump on his best day. I think everybody that listens to Biden knows, and he doesn't know what he's talking about, knows he makes half sentences and makes another half sentence and he puts them together, and then nobody really, really knows what he's talking about. I see where the Navy Commander-in-Chief fired the carrier captain and called him stupid and naive. That's what happened. That's what happened when the top Navy leader, accused the fired commander of the coronavirus-stricken USS Theodore Roosevelt for being too naive or too stupid to be in charge of an aircraft carrier. He delivered the criticism to sailors who cheered the department skipper last week. So now Trump's got involved, and I do believe what Trump is going to do is going to make this top leader of the Navy bring this captain bring this captain back to work, because I read part of the article, and I don't think he did anything wrong. You know, people don't make mistakes. People say what they feel is the right thing to say after reevaluating the situation. And I kind of think that's what all that this captain did. And so this Crozier is the name of this captain. I think he may, at the end of the day, be back. And Trump says of Crozier, he had a good career, and added he don't want to destroy somebody for having a bad day, if it was a bad day. But, you know, you're getting two sides going on that, and that's going to probably, at the end of the day, create a problem that nobody needs, but it is what it is, and it's going to go down one way or the other. But for Trump, for the benefit of the president, however it goes down is how the president's going to want to see it go down. If he wants to bring that Crozier back, Captain Crozier back, he can do it and put him back in charge. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. But how can anybody think, just because one person, no matter who they are, and this is the leader of the Navy, to say that he's right, that the leader's always right? There's many, many, many times that the leader is not always right. Many times he's wrong. Many times we're all wrong until we find out the rest of the facts. But it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting because at the end of the day, somebody's going to have to make the final decision, and it's going to be on President Trump to make that decision. I also read that a judge in Circuit Judge Joan Moriarty, she ruled in favor of a post-disgrace in the 2019 lawsuit challenging the Circuit Attorney's Office for refusing to release copies of contracts it entered into with law firms and third-party vendors. Now, Gardner is also going to release 100 to 150 people in jail for crimes, but she's saying with this coronavirus going around, these crimes aren't that serious, and so they're going to be released. Now, I think the judges, I think all professional law enforcement is pissed off. I think they know that if these guys get out of jail, there's going to be more and more and more problems. It may be nice and quiet for a week or two or three, but it's going to go back. It's going to go back to the same crap. And then that ignorant bitch, I got to call her that because she really is. The circuit attorney for the city of St. Louis, Kim Gardner, I don't think she really knows what's going on. I really don't think she has a clue of what's going on, but she's going to continue to say and do what she does. She's got Bell, Wesley Bell, who's siding with her at every angle. You got all these, and there's some whites involved on the black side, but there's some blacks involved on the white side. And this is something you really can't fight through. You have to stand pat for your ideas, for what you believe in, and you have to run with it. See, that's not happened in the past in St. Louis. Kimberly Gardner will do what she wants to do. Then she'll hear the moaning and groaning and the bitching from people in the county. She'll give a view on what she's done, and then it'll go by the wayside until they have another situation. I think she's been involved probably in four or five situations where she's come out to be found out that she's a loser, but she just keeps on trucking. She's counting on, and I've talked to enough people in St. Louis, she's counting on getting reelected primarily by having 98% of the blacks vote for her. And I think you're probably going to see a lot of that, but I think you're probably, when that happens, you're going to see a lot of the white people voting for whoever the white candidate against her in the primary is. And you can bet your last dollar that there's going to be a primary candidate, and it's going to be a white primary candidate. You can take that to the bank. I got a call earlier talking about killings. There's a double shooting, double killing in East St. Louis yesterday. Never made the paper. A double killing. Now, we'll probably scare them, and it'll be in tomorrow's paper. But they had more than enough time. Then they had another shooting on the east side. Did we read about that? Now I'm just talking about the east side. I don't know what the hell is going on across the river on the Missouri side. I'm sure if there's a double killing, then another killing on the east side, then this, then that, there's going to be more of the same on the Missouri side. What I really don't like about the governor of Missouri, Parsons, and I don't think he's a bad guy, but he just finally was forced to shut down the city. He was one of the few states in the country that wasn't going to shut down the city. They didn't think it was worth it. They shouldn't do it. But now all of a sudden, a week or so later, he's right on board with everybody else. It's a shame that our government can't all stick together. And if we got to take a little bit of heat, if we got to take a little bit of the bad time, we do. These politicians don't want to do that. They do not want to do that. They want to play the way they want to play. They want to play the way their political leaders tell them to play. And that's what they do. It's really, really amazing. Nobody says anything. Oh, I take that back. People do say things. The Chicago mayor, virus deaths in black communities are devastating. Now, by what does she mean? Virus death in black community is devastating. Now, she's a black female, a lesbian, and she's talking about the virus deaths in black communities, which is devastating. What about the virus deaths in the white community all throughout this country? Can somebody take a note on that and see what the percentage is? But it's amazing how if you're a black mayor, if you're a black this, a black that, to get elected to something, they launch campaigns, and she said Chicago was launching a health campaign forced on the city's black and brown communities, Mayor Laura Lightfoot said Monday. Black communities and brown communities, nothing to do with the white community. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that this crap goes on, that they let these politicians, not public servants, let these politicians do whatever they want to do to make their people, black or white or whatever it is, to make them look good. But if there were to be a Chicago mayor who was a white male and says, who would have said virus deaths in the white community is devastating, the black community, everybody would have been up in arms saying, hey, that's racist. And it really would be racist, just like what Mayor Lyda Lightfoot. Isn't that something? Mayor Laura Lightfoot, Mayor of Chicago, she's a woman, she's black, she's a lesbian. It's amazing. I mean, you can't get much off the chart than that. And that's okay. You can be whatever you want to be. But when you take that and you run with it and you try to help out your community, and your community is not the community of Chicago. It's the community of black Chicago. But they get away with it. They continue to get away with it. Nobody ever says nothing. Now, let me say, and I have in the past, and I will in the future, what about the white community? What about all the white victims that go throughout Chicago, that go throughout New York, that go throughout Los Angeles? What about the white community? I never hear about the white community. And that's been going on, I guess, for the last 10, 15 years. It's always the black community that has all the problems. They never want to address the white community. And I don't know why, because the white community is just as much a victim as the black community is when all this crap hits the fan. But people say, no, we don't want to go there. That looks racist. And somebody will say, well, it's not racist. and some of the black leaders, and I use that term very loosely, some of the black leaders would say, yeah, it's about race. They don't care about the black community. They don't care about people getting killed in the black community. They just all care about the white community. And that's not true at all. That is not true at all. But you'll get some of these black racists who will say that, who will run with it and get people to believe it. You also have the whites. You've got some white racist bastards that'll say and do the same thing. So as I always say, there's enough shame and blame in that game to go around. Nobody really wants to talk about it. And that's the major problem. Nobody wants to talk about the problems, the underlying problems that need to be talked about. They just want to talk about what they want to talk about. They want to keep it going. If their side wins, they'll brag about it. If their side loses, they'll talk about how bad the racist white community is. So either way, you're not going to win. Not with the proud blacks. Not with the proud blacks. You're not going to win with these niggers. You're not going to win with these crackers. You're not going to win with these hunkies. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was spiced, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Life. This-
Welcome, as always, welcome back to the Dark Side. This is Bob Romanek. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. I know there's a lot of people out there that would like to give their opinion, but they don't want to be on TV, they don't want to be on the radio, and I understand that, but sometimes you just have to say, hey, I got to get my point across, and if it pisses people off, it just pisses people off. I've done that for the last 10, well, I've done that all my life, but you have to speak your piece. Your piece, my piece, is just as good as everybody else's piece. Now, they won't think that. They won't think what they say and do is a lot better than what I or you say and do. It's not. But that's the way they played the game all these years. That's the way these politicians get in and stay in office. And apparently they like it. I don't understand why they got to be so pissed off about it. But they do. And a lot of times you just can't win with them. Even if you're right, you can't win with them because it's a bad time. It's a bad time if you're right because these politicians don't want you to be right. They don't even want you to be wrong. They don't want to mess with you. And I'm talking Democrats and Republicans. I see in the county, 3 county council seats are up for grabs in the primary. And it says the 3 St. Louis County Council districts will be featured in the primary races in August. And it says a heavily Democratic 4th District incumbent Rochelle Ward Gray will face 2 challengers in the Democratic primary. Walton Gray and Blackjack. Let me see if I can give you the other candidate. They spit this stuff up so much that half the time you can't understand or really don't know what's going on, and that's what they want you to do. Okay, there's a 4th district, the 6th district, and the 2nd district. This is not the city of St. Louis. This is St. Louis County. And they've got all kind of people running. You got a Walton Gray, you got Bob Burns, you got a lady named Webb. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got 9. But in the 6th district, the incumbent, Ernie Trakas, is unopposed in the GOP primary. 69-year-old Marion attorney from Oakville said he was integral in the bipartisan county government and battled Stringer's corruption. He's running, and he's talking all kind of crap. And running against him, there's three Democrats. Vika Palaman of the Oakville area owns a machinery shop. Marco Machine, that's the name of the shop, and served on the Melville School Board for 9 years. He said he was running because he was really concerned about the future. He's unmarried, does not have any children, said his background in business gives him the experience. Bob Burns of Afton is a state representative facing a term limit in his 4th term representing the 93rd District of Missouri. He said he was running because I love Afton in South St. Louis County with all my heart. I've been married for 53 years and have 2 adult children. He said the key concern was making sure the county's Proposition P public safety tax was being spent on protecting police officers. I think that'll be a good race. I think Bob Burns has a hell of a chance to beat this Ernie Trakas. I think he's pissed off enough people, Democrats and Republicans. But there's 3 races going on there. So you people, get involved. Take the time to read. Take the time to make your own decision because your vote is a vote that may win or lose the election. It's always, always, always amazing. Always amazing when people who don't know what's going on try to find out what's going on, but you're never, never going to know what's going on until you research it. I get callers all the time, people asking me questions that I don't know anything about. If I don't know something about it, I'm not going to address it. Go ahead, Pam. You're on the dark side.
Hi, Bob. I've called in before. I just want to let you and everybody know, I work at a hospital, and it's getting to the point where with this coronavirus, China virus, that they're cutting hours. So Friday, they told me not to come in. There's not enough patients. And so if I want to make up my hours, I have to work in the ER where I screen people from like 6 o'clock at night till midnight, or 6 o'clock in the morning, Saturday till noon. And it's like all for this. And this is my opinion. I've been looking at this, watching it, because from a medical standpoint, and I think it's way overblown. And like I said before, the Democrats are behind this. Obama was over in China 2 weeks before this all hit, meeting with the president of China. So connect the dots. And it's just pissing me off, because now I'm losing my hours at work, and now it's getting to the point where we have to wear a mask all the time at work. So I'm not going to wear a mask at home. Even President Trump said he's not going to wear a mask.
Right.
They really don't work unless you're sick. If you're sick, wear a mask. But if you're not sick, don't wear a mask. And another thing, Bill Gates is behind this. Now he's coming out with the vaccine. And I myself, I'm not going to take any effing vaccine coming from a guy who wants depopulation. He wants depopulation. And he was also buddy-buddy with Jeffrey Epstein. He gave him millions of dollars. So I don't trust that guy. And he's going against Trump, saying, because President Trump wants to bring that medication, hydroxychloroquine, which is working. It's really working. Even a Democrat representative from Michigan said that it saved her life. President Trump and this combination saved her life. So she was thanking President Trump for saving her life. So people need to calm down. It's not as bad as it is. And we need to get back to normal. We need to get back to business like next week. I mean, New York governor is saying it's going down now there. They're discharging people. So people just need to, if you're sick, stay at home. But let's not succumb to socialism, because right now I'm looking at my fellow Americans and everybody's staying in their house and everything's shut down. It's like, man, they made it so easy. I mean, everybody's so gullible. And I have people saying that they're not even going out of their house. They're so scared. It's like, stop being so afraid. More people are dying from heart attacks every day. More people are dying from smoking cigarettes. So calm the F down, okay?
Pam, thank you very much. Very, very insightful and very, very right. You hit most of it on the head. See, you're in the front lines and you know what's going on. And it's not the best situation, but it's not the worst situation either. There's situations where it can be bad and people can sit there and make it worse. You don't want to make anything worse. You want to try to do everything in your power to make it better. Now, sometimes they'll do that, sometimes they won't. And it's amazing when they don't, take the time. It's really, really amazing. Well, I wish you the best, Pam, and I hope everybody can listen to what she had to say. Listen to what she had to say, because what she had to say was truthful. Now, maybe you don't agree with the way she said it or how she said it, but what she said is truthful, and we're going to have to all work together, bite our tongues, we don't have to become family members, but we're going to have to become not so much, I guess, loyal to each other, but we're going to have to take into consideration that we're all in this game together, and we're going to have to do something about it together. Before we go, I want to talk about over up in Alton, Illinois. The mayor told the police department to crack down on anyone violating the stay-at-home order. The police just did that and cited the mayor's wife at a downtown tavern. Alton Mayor Brant Walker revealed in a Monday Facebook post that one of the several people cited in a downtown bar early Sunday was his wife, Shannon Walker. Walker said the police chief contacted him about 1 a.m. and said they were investigating a stop at a bar that was in violation of the stay-at-home order. I also made aware that my wife was in attendance at this prohibited social gathering, Walker said. I instructed the chief of police to treat her as he would any other citizen violating the stay-at-home. So they give several complaints, and I guess they'll all have to come back for hearing. Said he was embarrassed by the incident and apologized to the Alton residents. Says my first and most important priority is the safety and well-being of the citizens of Alton. So, you know, you got to say somebody like this, you got to give him credit. You got to give him credit. He's telling everybody to stay out of the bars, and everybody is, including his wife. Then when his wife gets caught up, he don't try to soft soap it. He don't try to say, hey, stay away from that bar, or give me 5 minutes and I'll make a call and they'll all be gone. No, he says, do what you have to do. And to me, that takes one hell of a person. Now, it's nothing major, but it makes no difference if it's major or minor. They weren't supposed to be there. They weren't supposed to be partying, just like nobody else in Alton or the surrounding area should be. But I guess they thought, since it was the mayor's wife, that they could get away with it. So I think the mayor probably showed them that they're not going to get away with it. And all they have to do is be like everybody else. Just obey the law. Do what you're supposed to do. And at the end of the day, if everybody does what they're supposed to do, things will get better. We'll all get back to normal. And we'll be able to take it a lot easier. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriots.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family. fall for anything.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Welcome back to the last two or three minutes on the dark side. Let's go ahead and try to take one more. Go ahead, Doug. You're on the dark side.
Bob. I just want to thank you and Kevin for coming back on the air. And I got a question for you. Do you think this COVID stuff is a little bit blowed out of proportion?
You know what, Doug? Thanks for the question. I think it's really blowed out of proportion. I think they're not making a mountain out of a molehill, but they're making a mountain out of a little hill. But see, that's the way the government plays it. They want to play this up. It's not their money. It's not their billions and billions of dollars. So they're going to play it up. And when things get back to normal, and they will shortly, they're going to take all the credit for it. Now, if they hadn't got involved, they would have had to take the blame. Well, it would have been over with, or it is over with. Why weren't you politicians involved? So these politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, they want to play both sides. They want to do what's good for them. And if it helps out their community, fine. But at the end of the day, it's always about the politicians and their family and friends. And people can say what they want. But anybody that's been in politics as long as me or longer, they know what it's all about. It's getting these bastards elected and then giving the people, these bastards that get elected, give these people next to nothing. And these people are supposed to feel happy that they got something. And most of them haven't got anything. So when they do, I say when they do get a little something, they are happy. They really shouldn't be. And these politicians play them up, but they are happy. And they get what they get, whether they like it or not. And Doug, most of the times they don't like it. Thanks for the call, Doug. As always, it's time to go. And I know you good people out there, you may hate me, you may want me off the air, but that makes no difference. It's all about you. It's all about you getting the proper information, making sure it's right, getting your people together and running with it. It's not easy, but it can be done. And when it's done right, it makes it easier. So as always, let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitical punks. And I do mean political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, as in every day, you know what we have to do. We have to destroy these no-count, rotten, good-for-nothing bastards. And as always, I say, we have to destroy them politically. You hear me? Destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation, a nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break. Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQ.